Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
That's it. Jim Peter has been introduced by with that song so many times, I figure by now, that's all we need.
That's it. That's just a riff.
It's just the first, you know. And you know what else, though, Jim? Everybody knows that song.
You're right. It's a call to arms.
But that first open, I would think most music lovers could easily identify. You know, like you, I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I'm sure there's much better ideas of this. But even like the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction's got that fuzz guitar, and it goes, and you're like, oh, I know that. But then you hear. It's the Ides of March.
It's been a blessing through the years, Jeff.
Oh, man, isn't that amazing? Yeah, it is. But there have been so many other great things, too, that we hope to talk about. And some of these things are going on right now. And some other parts of these of this discussion will be happening over the weekend. And where would you like to start? Well, let's start over the weekend. What's going on Saturday with Jim Peterick?
Well, Jim Peterick and the Ides of March, Saturday night. It's a virtual concert. You know, we'd love to see everybody in person, but that's not the times we're living in, unfortunately. But Ron Onesti is hosting the virtual Ides of March Christmas show. It's called Sharing Christmas, and that's the name of our most famous Christmas song that I wrote with Scott May of the band. It's our 25th anniversary of doing Christmas shows. We've actually been together now, John, for 56 years. But who's counting? You know, I am. I'm 70 years old. Oh, my God.
I woke up,
November 11th, I turned 70, and I woke up and go, I'm 70.
Yeah, holy. I know the feeling. Happy birthday. You know?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, right.
I still got my wits about me, more or less. Yeah. Anyway, this is our 56th year together and the 25th anniversary of our Christmas show. And what's different about this show is that it's not your typical, you know, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Right. We wish you. Nothing wrong with that song. But these are all original Ides of March songs, Christmas songs that we've been playing for about the last 25 years. Things like Sharing Christmas, which is the name of this event, and A Distant Trumpet. Some really, really beautiful, beautiful music that people are familiar with, you know, through the years. It's been on the radio, and we tell stories, you know, of how these songs were written, and we try to involve the people in the audience, and, you know, that's what we're all about.
And how would one watch this?
Okay. Well, there's a few ways. Facebook.com. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Facebook.com/IOM vehicle. Okay. That's a good way to watch it. Then on YouTube, it's YouTube. That's YOUTUBE.com/the Ides of March official. And there might be other ways too, like our website, theidesofmarch.com, would be another great way. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
And this will be 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Saturday.
Correct.
Yeah.
On Saturday night. It's really, really going to be fun. And we're sponsored. I want to give homage to Capri Restaurant in Burr Ridge. That's Gigi, who's contributing to make it possible. And Salon Hype, the people that give me my purple hair. Yes, it's not natural. Actually, I was born with purple hair, and my mother kept dyeing it brown.
And those purple roots just kept coming through.
They kept coming through. I said, I'm going to let it go. But, Salon Hype, Ross Bartolome, he said 11 years ago, you need a change. You know, you look at that boring brown hair. How about purple? I said, sure. And that's been my trademark, and my wife thinks I'm weird, and I am. But besides that, it's been working for me.
I think you look good in it. Honestly,
well, thank you.
I've always thought
thank you.
You know, I wouldn't think that I would normally say to somebody, "Oh, you know, I love your purple hair," but not. But I thought it really fit the Jim Peterick, you know, rock stance. You got the purple hair, you got the glasses, you got the leathers on, you got the boots, you got the guitar. Pretty
Man.
Cool. I'd say that's pretty cool.
You know, I got the rock thing going on. You know, I was tired of being boring and. Actually, this is the way I've been since I was 19 years old. You know,
right.
I'd love to hit the stage and show off. I'm a ham, okay?
Right.
I admit it. I think we all are. We're all performers. We're all hams. And that's what gets the people involved. You know, if you're an introvert, you don't do this.
Well, you know, there's something else to it, too, and that is stick-to-itiveness or keep putting one foot in the other or not you know, not letting time get you down, so to speak, like keeping your edge, staying fresh. And you guys do that. You do that. And we'll do more with Jim Peterick when we come back on 720 WGN.
It's a feeling that no sharing.
Sharing Christmas is the name of the song. Jim Peterick and the Ides of March. We've got Jim Peterick with us now at 720 WGN. And that, of course, is also the... title you're giving to the concert on Saturday, live from your studio, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
8 o'clock. In a very casual, we wanted the people to see a typical rehearsal by the Ides of March. And warts and all, fortunately, we're pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mean to brag, but we're pretty damn good. But I wanted to show the humor of the band because we always have a blast. You know, we're like the Berwyn Beatles. You know, we love to goof around and we love but we're serious about what we do. But in between songs, we just love to crack up. So I think you'll enjoy an inner look at the Ides of March process.
And this is going to be in your recording studio, yes?
It is.
That'll be a fascinating stage for sure. I love seeing things like that. The Jim Peterick recording studio.
You know, we
studio.
Have our...
Yeah.
Yeah, we have our engineer, Frank Pappalardo, behind the board. And, can't wait for the people to see this. It's been fun. You know, and I got to say, the eyesofmarch.com is the easiest way. There's all the information of how to tune into this. You know, I gave you a lot of information, but no one's going to write it down. So just go to the eyesofmarch.com, and it'll give you all the information. Also, we're taking donations for the Jim Peterick Purple Hair Fund. No, not that. Actually, we are. Hey, you got to stay purple, man.
That's right.
Money. Yeah. No, donations will go to, it's called the Ides of March, a vehicle for education. And every year, you know, we all went to Morton West, all four of us. And every year we pick another musician or an actress or someone in the arts. And we fund them. We give them money. And so, yeah, if you give, it'll go to a worthy teenager from Morton West. So I wanted to tell you that.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Many people familiar with Jim and the Ides of March and all of their great tunes, you know, L.A. Goodbye and Vehicle, and also Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, and all the other hits that they had. But I'm wondering if it's as well known as I think it should be about your other writing efforts for other bands. And the thing that reminded me of this, in a way, was this Bee Gees, How Do You Mend a Broken Heart documentary that's on HBO, which follows the Bee Gees from when they're born all the way through their musical hits, you know, New York Mining Disaster, Lonely Day, Lonely Nights, and all that stuff. It gets up to Saturday Night Fever, and it's a spectacular hit. And the Bee Gees get lumped in with the anti-disco movement, which sort of, although there'd never been a disco band, they regroup and come back as songwriters for other people. And, like, for Barbara Streisand, I'm like, what? I didn't know that, you know, that they collaborated. And your collaborations are unbelievable, Jim. I mean, Sammy Hagar, Let's see, what else were I looking at here? I did say, now I went to that concert, which, who's the guy from Night Ranger? Yes, Night Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
38 Special, right?
Billy Kagi. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I love writing with other people. Brian Wilson, I'm writing with him right now.
Who's he?
I've never heard of him. Beach Boys, we had a big hit with Brian Wilson and his producer and myself, Larry Millis and Joe Thomas. That's Why God Made the Radio, number one record in 2012. And, you know, I'm writing with my heroes. I'm writing with Robert Lamb now of Chicago for a new Chicago album. Dennis DeYoung.
Can we stop right there for a minute?
Yes.
The stuff that you two have done is unbelievably great. I don't know how you make it, a million seller these days, but boy, the material that I've heard from you and Dennis is just, man, spectacular. Both of you, of course, are unbelievably talented. Both have great voices, really know how to play just about everything. But, God, the production and the lyrics, and it's just really great. I don't know what happens to those songs, but, boy, I love them. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Big in Europe. Dennis's album's doing very well here in America, too. A big song called With All Due Respect, which is hilarious. I can't say the word.
I know. That's exactly right, because I was going to play it, and I'm like, oh, man, am I going to? You know, I had a discussion about this once with my producer, Tom, as to whether or not what we are referring to, which is really not, in my mind, an obscenity and is not a part of the FCC seven words you can't say on radio, yet when you hear it, it's a little confrontational because, you know, I guess that's really what it's supposed to be when you call somebody that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a part of the anatomy. I mean, so what? You know, I mean, we all have one, and they all, never mind. But it's true. I mean, this is Dennis, you know, in his most, cutting edge.
Oh, the angry Dennis. I know the angry Dennis, man.
Yeah, I know. There's the nice Dennis and then the angry Dennis. That's the angry Dennis. And you know what? He's great. I mean,
he's awesome.
What a great guy. And we're writing for his second volume two of the new album right now, 26 East. And he is on fire.
No, he
Every
is.
Week he comes to me and says, I got this new one. And, oh, my God, come on. But we've been friends for, 30 years. And when Survivor was racing up the charts and Styx was, beating us at every turn. But listen, man, we're both rock and roll survivors, no pun intended.
I know. Speaking of other people that you work with, I should remember the title of the event, but Kathy Richardson is an amazing singer. And I know that you've worked with her, and she's worked, been a part of your concert. And there was this song that came out about the same time as the Dennis, the one you're talking about, that you're, that Grace Slick wrote I thought was really something. And I'm not, I don't know where that went either, but there's a lot of great, there's a lot of great performers out there, and you seem to corral a lot of them together.
Well, I discovered Kathy, I no bones about it. She was 20 years old, and I took my Jaguar to fill up my tank, and this guy who turned out to be your dad says, "Well, my daughter sings." I go, "Yeah, right." And I took his card, and I didn't do anything about it. And I got a call from a music attorney in town, a female, Linda Mensch. And Linda says, "You know that guy that you met at the gas station? His daughter really is super talented." So I got her over to the house, and she blew me away.
Yeah.
And we've been working together ever since. And we're doing shows together, Jim Peterick and Kathy Richardson. We're doing benefit shows and corporate events, and we're having a blast.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, maybe two or three, well before all this COVID stuff, she was doing, she and her band were doing an event for cancer research, which I was fortunate enough to be asked to MC. And man, just an incredible performer. And
oh my God, she makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Yeah, is that good?
Yeah, and the band is really cool too. We're talking with Jim Peterick, Ides of March survivor, writer of songs for 38 Special. Sammy Hagar, 38 Special.
It's a midnight. Call it heavy metal. Oh man, that guy is such a rocker. He's my hero. You know,
really?
Not only is he a great singer songwriter, but he's rich.
Well, yeah, there is that. But I mean, Hold On Loosely, Caught Up in You for 38 Special. I mean, these are great songs, and I don't know if people are. I didn't even know you wrote those tunes when I was playing them on the air. I'm like, here's 38 Special. You know, Hold On Loosely, whatever. But no idea that you had written that song. And I just think that's fantastic.
Thank you. I love it. You know, I have a lot of hats. I mean, I love all types of music. I'm not really into rap and hip hop, but everything else is fair game. And I love to, you know, put on a different hat and become the sixth member of 38 Special or a Dennis DeYoung and his style. I like to adapt my style to other people's style. Kind of like musical tofu, you know, you take the flavor of the room.
Yeah, right. Mark is on the phone at 312-981-7200, I believe, who wants to join us. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John and Jim. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Mark. Jim. Very good.
Jim, excellent body of work, and it's really wonderful, but I wanted to ask you if you remember playing the South Haven, Michigan prom in 1970. Go Rams.
Oh, my God. No.
This may be a story because it's secondhand from my friend Jeff Goldberg, who went to school, but he went to that school. They apparently booked your band for the prom, like, in the winter, and got you for like $100.
Yeah,
oh, by the time
you played the prom in May, vehicle was number one.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Well, I kind of sort of remember it, but you know, it was a while ago.
That's a great story.
So talk about hitting the jackpot, huh?
Yeah, that's a great story.
Oh man. Oh man.
Well, thanks, Mark.
I love those stories. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, you played proms, huh?
I guess. But that was booked before vehicle. Don't forget that.
Yeah. No. Hey, there's nothing wrong with playing proms. I mean, then.
No, I mean.
Right.
We've played worse, believe me. A lot worse. Oh, my God.
I've done some, you know, when those Legends guys were around, we did some shows in the 90s. That was a lot of fun.
For real, did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Why do you ask it like that?
Well, the way you said it, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that to be misinterpreted. It was fun. It was great. Oh, no.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, good.
You think I'm going to talk to Jim Peterick for like almost a half an hour and then wrap it up with, you know, I really didn't have that great a time with you. So.
No, are you kidding?
I tell people that. Oh, yeah, you know, we opened for the Ides of March. We did this. We did that. Really? Yeah.
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 Well, cool. I remember. Cool. You guys were awesome.
Oh,
you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, no,
thank
really.
You.
Really.
Well, what we lacked in musicianship and vocal style, we made up for in crazy energy, which was.
Oh, and antics.
And antics. Yes, that's right.
Very important.
If you've got antics, you're probably not that good. Thanks, Jim.
You got it made.
I'll talk to you soon.
Let me tell you, it is so good to have you on the radio, John. Big fan of yours.
Thanks, Jim.
And no kidding. You're I hate to call you a classic, but they call me that, and I accept it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
You're a legend, and I'm honored to be on your show, dude.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.